At the Savoy in its heyday, you had your friends, the people you were performing with and practicing with and rehearsing. Okay, and I'm gathering you would hang out with your friends, because that's what people do. They hang out with their friends.
Yes.
But to what extent would you venture out, you know, into new territory? Like, there's an interesting, you know, lady over there. Let's ask her to dance.
Oh, well, that happened a few times. I mean, you know, as I said before, you know, like sometimes, except for instance, we'd be dancing in a circle or dancing in the corner, you know, and there might be a young lady standing on the side, you know, and you kind of got an eye for that young person, and then you get out there and you dance and you know you do your stuff because what you're doing at the time is showing off for this young lady, you know. And then when you finish dancing and the dance is over, that's when you're gonna go over and ask her, "May I have this dance?" And she's going to say yes because she's seen the dance already.
This is some good advice.
So now you are venturing outside of your circle. Well, so listen, this is a dance hall, man, you know, and a lot of times people find each other that way.
Yeah, and I guess in the swing era, I mean, that's where they hooked up. They went out to the dance.
Yes, most of my girlfriends at that during that period of time, I met them through dancing. Or it didn't always have to be at the Savoy. It might have been, you know, at the Renaissance or at a party or something like that, you know. But it's just the social get-together and someone you see, they see you. And it's, as I said, she doesn't have to be among your friends at that time, but she becomes one of them.